Book 3. Vimati Kedana Panho. The Removal of Difficulty. Chapter 4. The king said, "Out of 5 ayatanas, Nagasena, eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body, produced by various actions or by one action. That is the result of various karmas or of one karma. By various actions, not by one. Give me an illustration. Now what do you think, O king, if I were to sow in one field 5 kinds of seed, would the produce of those very seeds be of different kinds?" "Yes, certainly." "Well, just so with respect to the production of ayatanas." "Very good, Nagasena." The king said, "Why is it, Nagasena, that all men are not alike, but some are short-lived and some long-lived, some sickly and some healthy, some ugly and some beautiful, some without influence and some of great power, some poor and some wealthy, some low-born and some high-born, some stupid and some wise?" The elder replied, "Why is it that all vegetables are not alike, but some sour and some salt, and some pungent and some acid, and some astringent and some sweet?" "I fancy, sir, it is because they come from different kinds of seeds. And just so, great king, are the differences you have mentioned among men to be explained. For it has been said by the Blessed One, 'Beings, O Brahmin, have each their own karma, are inheritors of karma, belong to the tribe of their karma, are relatives by karma, have each their karma as their protecting overlord. It is karma that divides them up into low and high, and the like divisions.'" "Very good, Nagasena." The king said, "You told me, Nagasena, that your renunciation was to the end that this sorrow might perish away and no further sorrow might spring up." "Yes, that is so." "But is that renunciation brought about by previous effort or to be striving after now in this present time?" The elder replied, "Effort is now concerned with what still remains to be done. Former effort has accomplished what it had to do. Give me an illustration. Now what do you think, O king? Is it when you feel thirst that you would set to work to have a well or an artificial lake dug out with the intention of getting some water to drink?" "Certainly not, sir." "Just so, great king, is effort concerned now with what still remains to be done? Former effort has accomplished what it had to do. Give me a further illustration. Now what do you think, O king? Is it when you feel hungry that you set to work to have fields plowed and seed planted and crops reaped with the intention of getting some food to eat?" "Certainly not, sir." "Just so, great king, is effort concerned now with what still remains to be done? Former effort has accomplished what it had to do. Give me a further illustration. Now what do you think, O king? Is it when the battle is set in array against you that you set to work to have a moat dug and a rampart put up and a watchtower built and a stronghold formed and stores of food collected? Is it then that you would have yourself taught the management of elephants, or horsemanship, or the use of the chariot and the bow, or the art of fencing?" "Certainly not, sir." "Just so, great king, is effort concerned now with what still remains to be done? Former effort has accomplished what it had to do. For it has been thus said, O king, by the Blessed One, betimes let each wise man work out that which he sees to be his will. Not with the carter's mode of thought, but firm. Let him with resolution step right out, as a carter who has left the smooth high road, and turned to byways rough, rude, ill at ease. Like him who has it all at dice and fails, so the weak mind who still neglects the good, and follows after evil, grieves at heart. When fallen into the power of death as he, the ruined gamester, in his hour of need. Very good, Nagasena. The king said, You Buddhists say thus, the fire of purgatory is very much more fierce than an ordinary fire. A small stone cast into an ordinary fire may smoke for a day without being destroyed. But a rock as big as an upper chamber cast into the furnace of purgatory would be that moment destroyed. That is a statement I cannot believe. Now, on the other hand, you say thus, Whatsoever beings are there reborn, though they burn for hundreds of thousands of years in purgatory, yet are they not destroyed? That too is a statement I don't believe. The elder said, Now what do you think, O king? Do not the females of sharks and crocodiles and tortoises and peacocks and pigeons eat hard bits of stone and gravel? Yes, sir, they do. What then are these hard things when they have got into the stomach, into the interior of the abdomen destroyed? Yes, they are destroyed. And the embryo that may be inside the same animals, is that too destroyed? Certainly not. But why not? I suppose, sir, it escapes destruction by the influence of karma. Just so, great king. It is through the influence of karma that beings, though they have been for thousands of years in purgatory, are not destroyed. If they are reborn there, there they do grow up. And there do they die. For this, O king, has been declared by the Blessed One. He does not die until that evil karma is exhausted. Give me a further illustration. Now what do you think, O king? Do not the females of lions and tigers and panthers and dogs eat hard bits of bone and flesh? Yes, they eat such things. What then are such hard things? When they have got into the stomach, into the interior of the abdomen destroyed? Yes, they are destroyed. And the embryo that may be inside the same animals, is that too destroyed? Certainly not. But why not? I suppose, sir, it escapes destruction by the influence of karma. Just so, great king, it is by the influence of karma that beings in purgatory, though they burn for thousands of years, are not destroyed. Give me a further illustration. Now what do you think, O king? Do not the tender women, wives of the Yonakas, and nobles, and Brahmins, and householders, eat hard cakes and meat? Yes, they eat such hard things. And when those hard things have got into the stomach, into the interior of the abdomen, are not they destroyed? Yes, they are. But the children in their womb, are they destroyed? Certainly not. And why not? I suppose, sir, they escape destruction by the influence of karma. Just so, great king, it is through the influence of karma that beings in purgatory, though they burn for thousands of years, yet are they not destroyed. If they are reborn there, there do they grow up, and there do they die. For this, O king, has been declared by the Blessed One. He does not die until that evil karma is exhausted. Very good, Nagasena. The king said, Venerable Nagasena, your people say that the world rests on water, the water on air, the air on space. This saying also I cannot believe. Then the elder brought water in a regulation water pot and convinced King Melinda, saying, As this water is supported by the atmosphere, so is that water supported by air. Very good, Nagasena. The king said, Is cessation nirvana? Yes, Your Majesty. How is that, Nagasena? All foolish individuals, O king, take pleasure in the senses and in the objects of sense, find delight in them, continue to cleave to them. Hence are they carried down by that flood of human passion. They are not set free from birth, old age, and death, from grief, lamentation, pain, sorrow, and despair. They are not set free, I say, from suffering. But the wise, O king, the disciple of the noble ones, neither takes pleasure in those things, nor finds delight in them, nor continues cleaving to them. And inasmuch as he does not, in having craving ceases, and by the cessation of craving, grasping ceases, and by the cessation of grasping, coming ceases. And when becoming has ceased, birth ceases. And with its cessation birth, old age and death, grief, lamentation, pain, sorrow and despair cease to exist. Thus is the cessation brought about the end of all that aggregation of pain. Thus is it that cessation is nirvana. Very good, Nagasena. The king said, Venerable Nagasena, do all men receive nirvana? Not all, O king, but he who walks righteously, who admits those conditions which ought to be admitted, perceives clearly those conditions which ought to be clearly perceived, abandons those conditions which ought to be abandoned, practices himself in those conditions which ought to be practiced, realizes those conditions which ought to be realized, he receives nirvana. Very good, Nagasena. The king said, Venerable Nagasena, does he who does not receive nirvana know how happy a state nirvana is? Yes, he knows it. But how can he know that without his receiving nirvana? Now what do you think, O king? Do those whose hands and feet have been cut off know how sad a thing it is to have them cut off? Yes, sir, that they know. But how do they know it? Well, by hearing the sound of the lamentation of those whose hands and feet have been cut off, they know it. Just so, great king, it is by hearing the glad words of those who have seen nirvana that they who have not received it know how happy a state it is. Very good, Nagasena. Here ends the fourth chapter. Book 3, Chapter 5. The king said, Have you, Nagasena, seen the Buddha? No, sire. Then have your teachers seen the Buddha? No, sire. Then, Venerable Nagasena, there is no Buddha. But, great king, have you seen the river Uha in the Himalaya Mountains? No, sir. Or has your father seen it? No, sir. Then, Your Majesty, is there therefore no such river? It is there, though neither I nor my father has seen it. It is nevertheless there. Just so, great king, though neither I nor my teachers have seen the Blessed One, nevertheless there was such a person. Very good, Nagasena. The king said, Is the Buddha, Nagasena, preeminent? Yes, he is incomparable. But how do you know of one who have never seen that he is preeminent? Now what do you think, O king? They who have never seen the ocean, would they know concerning it? Deep, unmeasurable, unfathomable is the mighty ocean. into it the five great rivers flow, the Ganges, the Jhumna, the Aravati, the Sarubu, and the Mahi. And yet, is there in it no appearance of being more empty or more full? Yes, they would know that. Just so, great king, when I think of the mighty disciples who have passed away, then do I know that the Buddha is incomparable. Very good, Nagasena. The king said, is it possible, Nagasena, for others to know how incomparable the Buddha is? Yes, they may know it. But how can they? Long, long ago, O king, there was a master of writing by name Tissa the Elder, and many are the years gone by since he has died. How can people know of him? By his writing, sir. Just so, great king. Whosoever sees what the truth is, he sees what the Blessed One was. For the truth was preached by the Blessed One. Very good, Nagasena. The king said, have you, Nagasena, seen what the truth is? Have not we disciples, O king, to conduct ourselves, our lives, long as under the eye of the Buddha and under his command? Very good, Nagasena. The king said, where there is no transmigration, Nagasena, can there be rebirth? Yes, there can. But how can that be? Give me an illustration. Suppose a man, O king, were to light a lamp from another lamp. Can it be said that the one transmigrates from or to the other? Certainly not. Just so, great king, is rebirth without transmigration. Give me a further illustration. Do you recollect, great king, having learnt, when you were a boy, some verse or other from your teacher? Yes, I recollect that. Well then, did that verse transmigrate from your teacher? Certainly not. Just so, great king, is rebirth without transmigration. Very good, Nagasena. The king said, is there such a thing, Nagasena, as the soul? In the highest sense, O king, there is no such thing. Very good, Nagasena. The king said, is there any being, Nagasena, who transmigrates from his body to another? No, there is not. But if so, would it not get free from its evil deeds? Yes, if it were not reborn. But if it were, no. Give me an illustration. Suppose, O king, a man were to steal another man's mangoes. Would the thief deserve punishment? Yes, but he would not have stolen the mangoes the other set in the ground. Why would he deserve punishment? Because those he stole were the result of those that were planted. Just so, great king, this name and form commits deeds, either pure or impure, and by that karma another name and form is reborn, and therefore is it not set free from its evil deeds? Very good, Nagasena. The king said, when deeds are committed, Nagasena, by one name and form, what becomes of those deeds? The deeds would follow it, O king, like a shadow that never leaves it. Can anyone point out those deeds saying, here are those deeds, or there? No. Give me an illustration. Now what do you think, O king? Can anyone point out the fruits which a tree has not yet produced, saying, here they are, or there? Certainly not, sir. Just so, great king, so long as the continuity of life is not cut off, it is impossible to point out the deeds that are done. Very good, Nagasena. The king said, does he, Nagasena, who is about to be reborn, know that he will be reborn? Yes, he knows it, O king. Give me an illustration. Suppose a farmer, O king, a householder, were to put seed in the ground, and it were to rain well, would he know that a crop would be produced? Yes, he would know that. Just so, great king, does he who is about to be reborn know that he will be born? Very good, Nagasena. The king said, is there such a person as the Buddha, Nagasena? Yes. Can he then, Nagasena, be pointed out as being here or there? The Blessed One, O King, has passed away by that kind of passing away in which nothing remains, which could tend to the formation of another individual. It is not possible to point out the Blessed One as being here or there. Give me an illustration. Now what do you think, O King? When there is a great body of fire blazing, is it possible to point out any other flame that has gone out, that it is here or there? No, sir. That flame has ceased. It has vanished. Just so, great king, has the Blessed One passed away by that kind of passing away in which no root remains for the formation of another individual. The Blessed One has come to an end, and it cannot be pointed out of him that he is here or there, but in the body of his doctrine he can, O King, be pointed out, for the doctrine was preached by the Blessed One. Very good, Nagasena. Here ends the fifth chapter.